USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a shooting Friday night at a warehouse complex just north of Houston. Two people are dead and two more are hospitalized. Police have detained several people. Officials on the Hawaiian island of Kauai say the situation is bleak after Thursday's helicopter crash.
There are no indications of survivors.
Seven people were on board. The remains of six have been recovered. Two families were taking a tour of some of Hawaii's most rugged and remote coastlines. There was chaos in Mogadishu. A giant car bomb exploded southwest of the Somali capital, killing at least 75 people. Many of them were university students. It happened at a busy intersection where traffic is heavy because of a security checkpoint. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility for the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
An explosion at an aircraft manufacturing plant in Wichita, Kansas, left more than a dozen people injured on Friday. The explosion involved a 3-inch liquid nitrogen line at the Textron Aviation facility. The plant is a former Beechcraft facility. The injuries range from minor to serious, with 11 people hospitalized. In addition to the injuries, the blast damaged buildings at the site used for composite manufacturing operations and experimental aircraft fabrication. The explosion caused part of one building to collapse. Officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion. The winter storm that slammed California is heading east. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
We have winter storm warnings from northeast Colorado across western and central Nebraska, central and eastern South Dakota, eastern portions of North Dakota, and northern and western Minnesota.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An actress and deaf activist is highlighting the challenges of in-flight accessibility after a frustrating experience. USA's John Hunt reports.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard of hearing flights." She used the hashtag no access and ADA compliance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There's a new study called Intermittent Fasting, and USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study seems to indicate that intermittent fasting can help fight obesity and can help you live longer. Research out of Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 intermittent fasting, in which people limit themselves to one moderate-sized meal 2 days a week. In the study, Dr. Mark Mattson says intermittent fasting may be able to help with a number of health conditions in addition to obesity, including diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.